Hello, my name is Christy. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I was actually, I have a question. I don't know if this, I'm calling the right number or not. I have a question about my husband having it.
Okay.
He was diagnosed, had a positive test on February the 8th. We have him at the other end of the house because I do have an immunocompromised son. And so far, my son or I, neither one have had any symptoms. And I've been taking him the meals. He has his own bathroom. When can he come back into, I guess, the general population of our house? When is that recommended?
Okay, let me see if I can find some information for you. Hold on just a moment, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, right now, this is what the CDC is recommending.
Okay.
If any person who has tested positive for COVID-19, other than institutionalized persons, okay, shall be quarantined to his or her place of residence for a period of time really specified by the state health officer or his designee. Okay.
Okay.
That's not really
he's
helping us out, is it?
Yeah.
Ma'am?
He's wanting to come back and sleep in his own bed again, and I didn't know if that was safe for him to do 10 days out. But, which, I mean, I can go to another bedroom if it's not. I don't care, but I don't know who to even ask. The doctor wasn't real clear on it either. You know, I don't think anybody really knows. But
I mean, honestly, most people, all right, this is what it's saying right now. Most people with mild effects from the virus can cause, let's see, severe illness, pneumonia. Symptoms may appear 2 to 14 days after exposure. Still not given any. Because, you know, it was 14 days, and then they changed it to 10 days.
I think I'm going to stick with 14, just to be on the safe side. Because we've managed to escape it so far. I don't want me, especially my son, to get it.
Right.
I think I keep him up there a few more days.
But, bless him.
I know. Well, he's getting spoiled. I'm fixing him everything he wants, putting it at the door. He should be happy.
Hate to toss his bed.
No.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, I hope we were able to help. If you need any more information, you can also visit the following websites, the adph.org or the cdc.gov.
Okay. I may do that, too, and see what I can find out.
Okay. Yes,
ma'am. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.